It's time to go under the Friday night lights with a look at the big game of the week.
Well, we had a conversation, Steve, earlier today with Kings coach Jim Shapiro, who talked about a very good Kings team, undefeated going into tonight's game, number two in 1A in the state of Washington. And we know that Coach Shapiro is not afraid to play the best of the best in the 2As. He took on a defending, basically a multi-time defending champion in Linden at the beginning of the season and beat them 21-14. Linden, one of the best 2A teams in the state of Washington, currently ranked number 10. And he went at it again tonight in a non-league affair against 2A ranked number 6 in the state, Archbishop Murphy.
Yeah, and I think Archbishop Murphy might climb up the rankings after tonight's rankings.
There we go. What happened?
It's a nice 1-2 in the standings of the Cascade League, a rivalry game between Kings and Archbishop Murphy at Woolsey Stadium up there at Kings High School. Great, great high school if you've never been there. It's got a real castle-like feel to it. Archbishop Murphy came into this game with a scoring tally of 350 points for and only 19 against, which averages out to a 50-3 game every week. And Kings, they've had their fair share of blowouts, but it wasn't quite as lopsided throughout the season. Although, like you said, they did have that huge win against Linden early on. So it was going to be exciting to see which team would remain undefeated and go 8-0, and which team would stick around at 7-1. Archbishop Murphy, they didn't waste any time sticking to their script, which is scoring a lot of points, as the first play from scrimmage was an 82-yard run by Kerry Jackson after the kickoff. And it was looking like they were fired up right off the bat there. Kings had a tough time kind of getting really early momentum going on in this game. Archbishop Murphy, they went for a fake punt midway through the first quarter. And they weren't able to get it. And it was in their own territory. And it was going to be interesting to see if Kings would capitalize. Nope, didn't happen. Anthony Gurley picked off the Kings quarterback about 30 seconds after that missed punt when Kings got the ball. And then Gurley was rewarded by his effort by getting a 10-yard reception touchdown from Connor Jackson on the first play of the second quarter from scrimmage. So they matched what they did in the first quarter. 7-0 after the first quarter of that game, and then they were up 14-0 early on. Archbishop Murphy, they ran into the kicker at 10:52 in the second quarter, and it was one of those things where Kings may have had a shot to finally get into the ball game there, but and they were able to kind of get things going a little bit. Andrew Klein was able to punch it in after Jake Welch had an interception, but they weren't able to really carry that much as 2 minutes later, Jackson rampaged right up the middle again for a 7-yard score. And it was funny because there was only one defender between him and the goal line when he was getting to the pylon there. And he could have just, juked one way or the other. But instead, he just decided to just steamroll the guy. And this is the kind of guy that he is. I mean, he is just a tank of a running back. And he's, as we saw, he took it 82 yards. So he's got some breakaway speed. It was an interesting thing that I was watching throughout the game was how big of a leg the Archbishop Murphy kicker had, Ryan Henderson. And he actually went for a 60-yard field goal attempt late in the second quarter. Came up a little short. It actually hit the back end of the goal line, so he had the distance, but he just didn't have the height there, So he had to probably get a little bit more leg on it, but it was kind of cool to see that he was rewarded for, pinning them back on kickoffs, making them to take touchbacks and stuff.
That's amazing. High school football, you rarely see a kicker get a 40-yard attempt. They usually go for it on fourth and 10 from the 19.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
They just said, why not? Why not give the kid a shot? Time's running out. We got a pretty decent, we've really pushed him around the entire game. Why don't we give him a shot? But anyway, they went to the halftime of 21-7, and it really didn't feel like it was that kind of close of a game. It was all Archbishop Murphy, and the opening drive from Kings to start the second half, it was just kind of didn't have a whole lot to it. It fizzled out quickly, and then Kerry Jackson once again found his way in the end zone a few minutes into it, and that just really opened things up as Archbishop Murphy ran away with a 49-7 victory.
Do we have numbers on Kerry Jackson?
I saw those three touchdowns. I don't know if he had scored any more of those in the second half beyond that, but I imagine he was because they fed him a lot.
Well, you know, when talking to Coach Shapiro of Kings, you know, he mentioned the quarterback being injured and really having to rely on the running game. Did you notice that today, that there just really wasn't a lot of balance in the Kings attack, or were they pretty much run based?
Well, because their quarterback, Koa Wilkins, I believe he is their starter. He played for quite a bit of the game.
Oh, today. He did come back. Okay, I wasn't sure if he was going to come back for this week or come back for next week. Okay.
Yeah, no, he was playing a lot. I hadn't known that he was injured, you know, before I heard this. And, you know, it didn't look like he was injured, but they really didn't have a whole lot going on offense today. And, you know, I think every team has their bad games. I think this just was one of those nights because, you know, we saw they beat them. They beat Linden to start out the season. So we know they're capable of sticking with the top teams. I think they just came out flat tonight and the Wildcats were just chomping at the bit to put up a statement win. So, you know, I don't know if this really speaks to Kings' ability to win ball games down the stretch here.
Well, and also Kings is a 1A school.
I mean, right.
And they just happen to play in a league that has 2A schools involved in it too. So, I mean, by getting thumped by a 2A school doesn't necessarily mean you can't win the 1A state championship. I mean, they're a very, very good team. They're still going to be ranked very, very high in the class 1A classification. And, you know, they have, you know, the 1A schools in Western Washington, you got Kings, you got Cascade Christian, you got Hoquiam, you know, teams like Mount Baker,
Montesano,
really, really solid teams in Western Washington. The teams that are to be watching out for in 1A, though, are in Eastern Washington. You got Royal, you got Zilla, and you got Connell, three of the four teams in 1A in Eastern Washington. So the state tournament's going to be a lot of fun to watch in 1A. And hopefully, I would recommend everybody to go down the T-Dome and watch some of these small schools. Don't just show up for the 7:30 big school games, the Eastside Catholics and the O'Days and those type of teams. Show up for some of these smaller school games that are a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, you see the crowds for these small schools just as big as the 3A and 4A schools, because the entire community comes to those games, and it's awesome to see teams from schools you never even heard of, and it's a great experience down there at the Tacoma Dome.
Give us the final one more time.
49-7.
Archbishop Murphy taking care of business 49-7 over Kings, but still two teams in their respective classifications that are absolutely state championship caliber. That's our big game of the night.